are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, a lot of stuff to talk about. As kids are going back to school, it is going to be asthma, cough, cold, flu season, probably lice. What else did the kids bring home? Scabies? I don't know. So it's going to be a lot of buggy and germy. What to do, what to stock up for your kids and for yourselves, because when the kids come home and they're sick, they make us sick. And it's all about us, isn't it? Right. Yeah, we don't want to get sick. So we're going to talk about that. All right. I also want to talk about brain farts and why scientists think they know the key to us having brain farts. They're calling it the senior moments, even though most of us aren't senior when we have them. So I want to talk about that. And then some very interesting shortcut tips, kind of saving tips on what to do when it comes to you getting medical treatment as we come into a busy cough, cold, flu season. All right. Many of you are starting to already notice the lack of access as more and more doctors are dropping Medicare and Medicaid or going out of business or filing bankruptcy or whatever's happening to my phenomenal colleagues out there. So when you do get in to see the doctor, what you are able to do in that 30-second window that you get face-to-face. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, despite, okay, what a lot of us doctors do, when we look at the little baby list that you have, okay, and we cringe because there's a whole list, make the list. Make the list. Okay? Now, don't put a whole bunch of crap on the list when you go to the doctor, okay? But maybe three important things, depending on the type of time you usually get allowed with the doctor, all right? Because there, if you come in with a laundry list or grocery list or whatever, I don't really know what a laundry list is. Oh, I see, because you have a lot of laundry. All right, I get it. It is a turnoff, and a lot of times the doctors are like, okay, well, just give me the list. Let me take a look and see if I could try to condense this and save time. Okay? Unfortunately, we are on a time constraint, but we're here to help you with your problems. It's just how many problems are we going to handle, are we going to address? And that's a debate that I don't think we're ever going to solve. So make sure you do have a list so you're organized, because we also hate it when you go, wait a second, there was something else my Uncle Bob wanted me to ask you. Hold on, because you're going to be short on time, and you're going to feel rushed, and you're going to forget. You know, I can't tell you how many times somebody's sitting there thinking, well, what I do is I go, look, let me leave the room, because it's easier for you to think. I'll start working on your prescriptions and your lab form, give you a minute to think about it. Okay, you don't have to leave. You know, you can even kick back in the waiting room while I go see the next patient. But I don't want people feeling pressured that they can't think of everything they need to ask me, which is why make the list. But please, for the love of the Lord, not too long a list. We could only do so much. But make sure what's at that tippity top of the list is the most crucial life or death type stuff that you need to know about. All right? If you want to talk about your second cousin's twice removed gluten allergy, don't put that number one. Yes, that's important. I think all health issues are important. But if you're having some chest discomfort off and on, or starting to notice that the wheezing is acting up, that's got to be first. So that type of thing always helps, okay? Number two is decide beforehand if you're going to want to see the doctor or you're going to want to see the physician assistant or nurse practitioner. Okay, if you're the type of person that just wants to see the doctor, you have a relationship with the doctor, you don't want to see somebody new in the office, or you don't feel comfortable with non-doctors, it's your prerogative, don't expect same day with the doctor. All right, you may want to preemptively make the appointments. Like, for example, all right, if you think something's going to come around the bend in October, make an appointment in October for the doctor. All right? This way, you're in. Now, obviously, you don't know when you're going to be sick or et cetera, but if you think you're going to be needing that follow-up for blood pressure or for diabetes or whatever, and you're like me where I wait till the last minute to make an appointment, you're not going to get to see who you want to see. Even though physician assistants and nurse practitioners are awesome, if you don't want to have that 3 or 4 week wait, think ahead. If you always have to see the doctor in the middle of the fall, you want to get your flu shot, et cetera, make that appointment now while you guys could plan ahead for it, okay? The other thing that really, really helps us doctors is if and medical providers is you having your family history available. Very short, truncated, don't go into long thesi, all right, on what your Aunt Mary had, but a very organized family history. True, we make you fill out our paperwork, and we like to look at our paperwork. A lot of times we prefer it over yours, but it still helps. And anything that you think the doctor could overlook, make sure it's bolded or circled. Okay, there's breast cancer in my family, doc. There's colon cancer in my family. There's this. What should I be doing? If you missed a test, either by the doctor missing it or you missing it, okay, bring that up. So, for example, am I due for my mammogram? Am I due for my pap smear? Am I due for bone density scans? And for those of you that go, you know what, how do I research this before the doctor's office? Just email me. Tell me what your age is. Okay, tell me some of your heart, your health history, okay, and then I'll email you back what would be a nice list to bring up to your doctor. I do that all the time for people, okay? Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Keep in mind, all right, I can't ensure your privacy, so you may not want to have your full name on there or date of birth, especially if you're talking about some sort of gynecological issue or prostate issue that you want to keep private, just keep in mind, okay? The other thing, too, is understand if you have a problem that needs to go to the ER and not the doctor's office. Many times people will say, no, I don't want to go to the ER. Let me see Dr. Dahlia. She'll handle my chest pain. Well, I can't handle your chest pain. I can't. I'm not an ER. Yes, when I was an ER doc, I could. But if I think you're having a heart attack, I'm going to just ship you right back to the ER. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and stay... FreezeDryGuy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The before another autumn arrives. Celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Water, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you go to the doctor and you're asked the same questions over and over and over again. And you don't realize you're asked the same questions, and you could save a lot of time and possibly a lot of errors if you had answers to those questions. Like, for example, all right, I'll see somebody that comes in with blood pressure issues, and I'm like, well, what's your blood pressure when you check it at home? And they'll say, I don't know. I don't check my blood pressure at home. Now, I don't give them too much crap because I don't either. I don't check my blood pressure at home. I don't have high blood pressure. So, of course, I don't have a cuff at home. I don't check maybe once a year. If I see one of those blood pressure machines at a Walmart or something, I'll stick my arm in it, you know, and it'll come out good and I won't think much of it. But why not have a blood pressure cuff at home? They're, what, $25, $30? Because many of you don't have one because you don't think you have high blood pressure. And most of you, if I venture to say this, don't know you have high blood pressure until the doctor tells you you do. So why not get a blood pressure cuff at home, even if you're normal now? Because somebody, somewhere along the line, is going to want you to use it. Okay? Now, have I had people with normal blood pressure completely dupe me and actually have high blood pressure at home? Yes, I have. I told you guys about how I got a call from an ophthalmologist who called me up saying that his patient, our patient, right, has hypertensive retinopathy. what the hell has been going on with her blood pressure all this time? Now, she had seen him in the afternoon, but she would come in to see me once a year because she was healthy. And in the morning, she would come in and her blood pressure would be 120 over 70. Maybe one time it was 128 over 80. So here I am just seeing her once a year because she has no other medical problems. She comes in the morning, blood pressure is good. It's before she's at her caffeine, right? Because she was probably fasting if she came in only once a year. So she didn't have her caffeine in the system. Who knows? Meanwhile, I'm only seeing this healthy patient once a year and she's going blind. And the ophthalmologist is going, what the hell is going on with this patient? And I go, have her come and see me, but not during the morning. Have her come and see me in an afternoon and tell her to do nothing different. Nothing different whatsoever than she usually does. Now, she came in and her blood pressure was maybe 140 over 85 in the afternoon. Still not that bad to cause a retinopathy where blood vessels are bursting in the back of the eye. So I think something else was going on, and we've had her evaluated since. But something that would have helped her and probably helped me is having a normal, healthy person check their blood pressure at home once in a while. Because if they told me they're starting to creep up into the 140s or even spike into the 150s, 160s, maybe they would catch it. So one of two things was going on. Either the eye problem had nothing to do with her blood pressure because her blood pressure wasn't that bad, or B, her blood pressure would spike maybe 20, 30 points when nobody knew. That's when the little blood vessels would burst, so she would have an issue. And we never caught it because whenever we saw her, her blood pressure was back to normal. So, you know, a trick of the trade is have a blood pressure cuff at home and then bring in your numbers. Now, some of you say, look, in fact, one of you over the break said the doctor never looks at the stuff I bring in. Okay, sometimes they do. Sometimes they do read the stuff you brought in. It may not be right there then and there with you, but when they review charts at home or at night, they may review it. Okay, so don't think it gets blown off. But like I said, you may want to make it very easy. Don't be writing them a dissertation. Okay, if your blood pressures, if you want to show them what your blood pressures are, list the blood pressures in a nice format. Make sure the font is big. Make sure it's easy to read. And if you have some spikes, maybe circle them in red. Make sure you have your time of day, etc. Same thing with your blood sugar. Okay? I love looking at my patient's blood sugar monitor. I learned so much from that. Yeah, it's a little time consuming, but you could do a lot in 10 seconds. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. And so there's definitely some value in that, even if doctor's only going to take a look 10 seconds. You got that? Okay. The other thing, too, that I'm looking here, this is Fox News has come up with shortcut solutions to healthcare problems. I read over some of these. Very, very good. It basically agrees with a lot of the things I say. But one thing that was very interesting that they put here is to know the four W's and be ready to have answers about your problem that have to do with the four W's. When, what, where, and why. Right? Like dodgeball, duck, dive, dodge, duck, and dive, or whatever, right? Okay, so when? When did you first notice the problem, and when does it occur? Have that ready to answer. You don't want to sit there and go, okay, it was at my daughter's wedding, but it was before the appetizers. Okay, have that stuff ready. You don't want to lose the doctor. You want to keep them engaged. Have your answers ready. I'm not saying you need to be quick, terse, and under-explain it all, but make sure you're ready. When did you first notice the abdominal pain? Okay? It was 4 weeks ago, after I had eaten, or before I had eaten, or after my mother-in-law came to visit. Okay? Be very exact about when you first noticed the problem. If you don't, be honest about that. Go, I know roughly it was in the afternoon of that day. Can't remember much. Okay? What does it feel like, and what makes it worse or better? Does the abdominal pain get better when you eat? Is it worse when you eat? Does it get better when you poop? Does it get worse when you poop? Okay? All right? What? That's the what part. Where did it start? So where is your abdominal pain? Okay? Well, it started by the umbilicus, my belly button, and now it's moving towards my right. That's kind of important because that could be appendicitis. Or, you know what? The pain starts in the right upper tummy area, and then it goes to my back. That could be gallstone. Or you know what? It's on my side, my flank area, my side, and then it kind of moves down to my groin. That could be a kidney stone. So these are things that will help your doctor identify. But again, remember, we want you to be very careful. We don't want you to swam. All right? Point. Okay? Don't call something flank if you really aren't really too sure what the flank is. Point to where it is. Okay? Even draw an X on your tummy. And then why? Why are you at the doctor's office? Okay? Why are you there? When a patient says, I don't know, my wife made me come in, that's not good. Did your wife make you come in because you've passed out in the shower 3 times? Or is she making you come in because it sounds like you're cutting off your air supply when you sleep during the... Is that why? Is she making you come in because you have a big, nasty, octopus-looking mole on your back? And if not, make the wife write it down. Now, again, good handwriting. My husband doesn't let me write anything down because he doesn't like my handwriting. Okay? All right? Now, issues with your bills. Okay, this is interesting. They say to consider hiring a medical billing advocate who has the time and expertise to scrutinize these charges. Have any of you guys used a medical billing advocate? Apparently what they do is they look for duplications, they look for errors. They may charge, according to this, $25 to $75 an hour, or 20 to 30% off the amount saved on the bill. They say you'll save money and time if the amount in question is more than $1,000. That's interesting. I guess there's a place called BillAdvocates.com. I'm not trying to give them a commercial. I'm just reading what's here on Fox News. And I didn't know these people exist, but absolutely. I mean, there could be ways to save money on your bill. There, I guess there's also ways to negotiate. Okay? I mean, some doctors negotiate, some don't. I guess. So, that could be pretty helpful. If any of you guys have ever used one of those, please, clue me in. But to kind of sum this up before we move on, make sure you're prepared. If you know you're going to need to see a doctor ahead of time, make that appointment early. Don't wait till the last minute. Okay? Make sure you aren't wasting certain comp time that you have at work. Like, for example, we're coming into cough, cold, flu season. The kids are coming in. They're getting sick. I know a bunch of you now are trying to load up on your vitamin C. Be careful because I don't want you getting kidney stones with that. If you want to avoid getting sick, make sure you keep the temperature a little cooler than normal. Make sure you're cleaning off surfaces. Make sure you're not letting your kids breathe on you. Make sure you're well hydrated. Make sure you have good sleep. If you don't get sleep, you're going to be more vulnerable. Make sure you have great diet. But the trick of the trade I always teach you all is take a hot shower if your body can handle, not too hot, okay? But take a shower that has some steam. Anytime you think you've been exposed to somebody sick, get yourself in the shower. It has protected me from getting sick for so long. It's not an immunity thing. All right, and it's not a sleep thing because the Lord knows I don't get the amount of sleep I need. But I jump in the shower as soon as I get home from work. And anything that decided to sit on my respiratory tree hopefully is getting some sort of flushing out with the steam. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's get to some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like some school districts are quitting the healthier new federal lunch program because they are losing thousands of dollars on it. Now, it's only been around for about a year, but they say that students are not wanting the whole grains, the fruits, and the vegetables, and they are losing money. But the National School Lunch Program is currently an $11 billion program that reimburses schools for meals served and gives them access to lower-priced food. Districts have already rejected the program, many, and they say the reimbursement that they got from the government was not enough to offset losses from students who started to either avoid the lunch line. This is according to PostBulletin.com. Students who began to just bring food from home, or they just went hungry. According to Superintendent Gary Lewis in a district in Catlin, Illinois, he said he saw a 10 to 12% drop in lunch sales, which translated to $30,000 lost under the program last year. Now, this is another example of government getting involved and wreaking havoc on the economy, right? Okay, the schools are already financially strapped, okay? Then you tell them, all right, well, offer this, offer this. The students don't like it. Now they have a $30,000 loss. It's ridiculous. He says, some of the stuff we had to offer, they wouldn't eat. So you sit there and watch your kids, and you know they're hungry at the end of the day. And then it led to some behavior, some lack of attentiveness. And this isn't only in Illinois. I guess in upstate New York, some districts have quit the program, including the Schenectady area. I guess they lost $100,000 from five schools. $100,000 near Albany, Voorheesville. Is it Voorheesville? Superintendent Teresa Snyder said her district lost $30,000 in the first 3 months. Now, this is exactly why we didn't see fast food very happily start to change their menus and not make all the yummy junk food that everybody wanted. They were going to go out of business. Wouldn't you think that the school lunch program would have problems too? So even though districts have the opportunity to make their own guidelines, I guess this one chef was making flank steak and crumbled cheese and pasta with chicken and mushrooms and panini. People wouldn't eat it. So I guess in Catlin, Illinois, they're going to bring back fish sticks. They're going to bring back hamburgers. Maybe there'll also be some yogurt and bananas, etc. But the kids aren't eating. They don't want it. I mean, when I was in high school, it was amazing because once you got to be, I think, a junior or whatever, you got to go off campus and would either go to Dairy Queen and get a burger, or we went to the pizza joint where you could get a slice of pizza. It was the best pizza ever. Now, maybe it's because I was starving and it was so good, but you would have a slice of pizza and a Coke. And that just made my day when it came to junk food. Whatever they served in the school lunch, I didn't even touch. Nowadays, what's being served in school lunch, they are starting to do more meals. Like I'm reading this here with the peppers and the flank steak. I didn't get that. School lunches in the 70s and 80s were sloppy joe, were fish sticks that were frozen and hard. There was hamburger day, which again was a patty like a hockey puck. And then I really don't remember what else. Oh, there might have been like a chicken sandwich, but I remember it was really disgusting. And so I don't think it's anything new that kids don't like school lunches. So, I mean, if you're actually getting some pasta with chicken and mushrooms, come on, kids. But this is, again, just another example where you can't force a school or a school system to, even though they're not forced, yeah, they can make their own changes. But whatever dietary guidelines they were told to do, apparently it didn't work. Kids want easy finger food, junk food, etc. Now, here's my thing with it, okay? I think it's ridiculous that kids eat the amount of junk food that they do. But I will be a little lax if I think their breakfast is really healthy and their dinner is healthy. You know, my husband does most of the cooking in our house because he can and I can't. My cooking stinks. But I'm not expecting my kids to get broccoli at school, let alone eat it. If they served broccoli or vegetarian lasagna or something, my kids wouldn't eat it at school. So it's my duty as a parent to make sure that they're getting the healthy food before they go to school and the healthy food after they go to school. And we even give them some snacks if they're allowed to eat them during school. So, parents, really? Okay, do you really think the kids are going to be eating the healthy food at school anyway? I get nervous if they're not eating. I would rather they eat something. Now, in our day and age, if we didn't eat, we would eventually get hungry and eat the healthy food. That's not happening with kids. It is too easy for them to get junk food. So if they don't get their fish sticks or their chicken fingers or whatever, they're just going to load up on candy bars wherever they could get them. They'll walk by a nearby 7-Eleven, etc. So what I say is try to hedge your losses here, okay? Where give them food they want to eat that hopefully has some salt cut back and sugars cut back and maybe fried in some vegetable oil rather than other types of oil. I don't know. Like I said, just hedge your bets here, okay? I mean, cut your losses. But I would rather they eat, because I see this with my kids. After lunch, if they don't eat, whatever they're learning that day, it's gone. They're hypoglycemic, they're grumpy, and I'm going to feed them healthy when I get home. Now, I realize a lot of people don't have that. A lot of parents just swing by fast food, grab them burgers, so they hope they had some vegetables and fruit at school. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. And even if they did, that's still not enough servings a day. So we got to be on top of it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting study. They say men are just as likely to be depressed as women. And many of us, I don't want to use the word blow off. We don't give the time that we need to our male patients or our male family members when it comes to depression. We're used to the women being more vocal about it, but I, as a doctor, know that depression is as common, if not more, in men. It's because maybe many men don't have the type of social network that women use to be able to release it. Maybe more men play video games, and we know that video games and chronic computer use could cause them to be depressed. Many men, right, have to be married to some of us wives. All right, I know. Okay, all right. Lee's going to get mad at me if I say that. But anyway. But we, you know, men hide it a lot. And so apparently a psychiatrist who studies depression at UCLA says when it comes to depression in men, to some extent we have blinders on. We have not been asking about it and taking into account a range of symptoms that may be gender specific. Now, when we look at depression in men, women, etc., we also need to look at some of the behaviors that they do that may be hiding the depression. Like, for example, for me, I don't think I get depressed. I really haven't been depressed. I don't think I could ever say I was ever depressed. I was in a funk when my dad died and my grandmother died within months apart. But I'd never say I really suffer from depression. But if I start to go into a funk, I may not realize it because I go straight for the chocolate. You know, I need to teach my husband, if you see me go for chocolate, okay, all of a sudden, or just want something sweet, 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 okay, you know, maybe there's something bothering me. Right, but I don't want to make my, you know, he'll be like, oh crap, that means I need to leave the house. That means your period is coming. But, you know, when it comes to depression, there are some very easy telltale signs, and there's easy ways to treat it. So don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins.
Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Whey is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, the reason why we should spend more time on it, depression, even though I know it kind of bores a lot of you and you think it's a depressing subject, is because a lot of you are misconstruing certain symptoms that you may have or your spouse may have as something else. Hormonal, thyroid, hypoglycemia, chemical imbalance, when basically this could be something as simple as there being some depression. And it is so undertreated. I mean, you think back pain is undertreated and obesity is undertreated and diabetes is undertreated. I think depression is extremely undertreated because many of us don't go to the doctor. We'll go and have some alcohol, or we'll go and pop a sleeping pill, or we'll go and engorge in chocolate, or somebody may go and cheat on their spouse, or they may hit the kid when the kid gets on their nerves. So there's so many different manifestations of somebody having depression that we just think, well, that person's in a bad mood, or that person's an idiot, or that person's whatever. And it could be, honest to God, depression. Right? And as we know, depression could lead to a variety of health issues, even suicide. So you being able to identify if somebody has depression, so to speak, is life-saving. Okay, now, some of the typical symptoms that we know, well, somebody's sad, somebody may not, you know, like their life, they may complain about things, they may be crying more, they're just not happy, they're just not giggling. All right, well, that's, you know, those are pretty common. I'm glad you guys can identify those. You know, but what about grandma, right, who always says she's tired? Well, you know, she was a little anemic, and I think the doctor is monitoring her thyroid medications, and yeah, you know, but that could be depression too. They always want to sleep. My husband just always wants to sleep. All right? That could be depression. All right? You know, honey, let's go out. No, I just don't feel like it. Let's just stay and watch a movie. Why don't you ever want to go out anymore? I don't know. That could be depression. Okay? No, that wasn't a direct quote from the Corey and Dahlia marriage book. That's just, you know. Well, I got to tell you, I love when it gets cold because then I could curl up with a blanket, have the fireplace on. I mean, basically you switch a button in Las Vegas to turn the fireplace on, right? And get to sit there with some warm cocoa and watch a movie and have the cats and the dogs and the kids sitting next to you. If you ask me what I really want to do on a Saturday night, it's not going to the club and twerking. It's, you know, hanging out on the couch and cuddling up with the family and watching a real good movie with Viggo Mortensen or Hugh Jackman, right? Or Channing Tatum. Yeah, exactly. Okay, anyway, appetite. Why aren't you eating? I don't know. I just don't feel like eating. Really? You haven't, like, eaten in a week. You're losing some weight. That could be a sign of depression, especially in older people. All right? Gosh, you're always complaining that you're in pain. I don't know what it is. I'm just always achy. I'm always hurting. Sometimes always feeling like you're in pain could also be an issue when it comes to that. So, you know, many times we don't like to bring the subject up, because if we do bring up the subject to our loved one, are you depressed? They immediately say no, no, no. Okay, so you don't want to bring that up. Okay, because remember, it's very easy to turn your family members off. We have a very difficult time engaging our family members. Remember I taught you guys about the three E's? In order to get anything done, you need to engage, you need to educate and enlist, right? Okay, that's what we do in radio, that's what car sales, these commercials for cars or any commercials do, right? They engage you with either the colors or the sale, or your radio host engages you with the top story for the day. Then you're listening, so you're getting educated, whatever, and then we enlist you, all right? Come to the store on Sunday to hit the Sunday sale, or tune in next time, okay? It's the three E's. No, same thing with the family member. You want to engage them, you want to educate them what's going on, then enlist them to go to the doctor. Yet when you're a family member, nobody wants to listen to you. Nobody wants to listen to the family member, okay? Nobody. You think anybody in my family listens to me? So how would you engage a family member who you think is suffering from depression and they don't want anything to do with it, okay? Well, then maybe you don't want to use the word depression if you think that's a trigger word, okay? One is you may want to say, you know, look, I'm noticing you're really low in energy, okay? Maybe there's something going on, thyroid, blood count, something. Why don't you go to the doctor, okay? You know, because I notice your energy's down and I want you to get in your energy. You know, come to think of it, yeah, my energy is down. Again, they may not even realize it's depression. You might call it, saying, you know, this is depression. He doesn't like his job, right? Marriage isn't going that well. Okay, I've kept my knees locked for 10 years. You know, so he's not really getting any. He's not happy. Okay, you may hit it on the head. He may be depressed. All right, but he may not realize that, or she may not realize that. So, you know what? I noticed your energy is down. Let's go and get checked, you know, make sure everything looks good. See if there's something that can help boost your energy. Don't say, let's see if something is wrong, because that depresses them even more. And they may say, you know what? I don't care anymore. No, 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 don't go there. Just look for a positive. Let's see what we can do to help boost your energy, make you feel a little better. Okay, let's go to the doctor and see what's going on. something like that. Okay, or, you know, I've noticed your appetite is down. Mind you, my cooking stinks. But maybe there's something going on that is not helping you with your appetite, and I'd like to figure out what we could do to get your appetite back, get you back to feeling normal again. If you want to be a little bit more upfront, you could use the word funk. Okay? Funk has the connotation that it's temporary. Depression makes it sound like a lifelong disease. So, you know, I notice you're just in a little bit of a funk. What could we do to get you out of this funk type of thing? Funky Tam? Right. Yeah. Well, they'll probably say no singing. But I like using the word funk. I just do. It's monosyllabic. It starts with the letter F. It's an F word that's fun, makes you want to dance. It's a good word. All right. So, look, I noticed you're a little bit in a funk. All right. What do you think will help get you out of it? Okay. Now, they may not realize it, or they may be afraid to approach subjects. Now, you know how I give you guys many lessons on how to talk to your spouse. Okay. And some of you don't like these lessons, and some of you have found them to be very, very helpful. Okay. But let's say you're a woman, and you think your husband is depressed, and you think he's depressed about his job, but he doesn't want to admit it. Or about the marriage. Okay? All right, if you want to help him, you're going to have to open up a subject that may be a little touchy for you. Okay? Like, for example, if you think it's a marriage thing, you know, your sex drive's been down, you haven't really been that amorous lately, okay? You're going to have to bring that topic up. All right? So, for example, you know, look, honey, I want to start by saying I apologize, you know, for maybe not talking to you and communicating to you about what's been going on with me. So I'd like to talk about it. Don't apologize for the sex drive thing. Start apologizing for not communicating about it. Then, okay, you apologize. Men dig that. Okay, wait a second. She said sorry, which means I'll be able to talk to her. The only time a guy can really talk to the wife is right after she says sorry, because that's the only time he gets a couple words in. Okay? Then you could start talking about, all right, look, this is what's going on. You know, I'm probably going to talk to my doctor about my sex drive. I know it's been down. It's not you. I want to know if it's hormonal, whatever. You know, have you been noticing this lately? I mean, has it been getting you down? Yeah, it has been getting me down. I don't get to have sex where all my friends get to have sex all the time. Your friends are not having sex all the time. They're lying to you. And what do I look like, a hoochie mama? You don't love me for who I am? What if I was paralyzed? Okay, no. Don't go down that route. But anyway, you at least open the conversation, right? Right? What about the job? You know, honey, talk to me here, okay? And nothing you say is going to upset me, okay? I mean, I kind of get the feeling that you really don't like your job. I don't. That's okay. If you don't like your job, that's okay. Let's talk about it. Let's come up with a plan. Oh, God, thank you. I really hate my job. Okay? You know, honey, I'm kind of getting the feeling that you really don't like our marriage. Oh, thank you so much, honey. I really don't like our marriage. Thank you so much. Okay. I kind of get the feeling you don't like it when my family comes in town. Oh, thank you. Now, I have conversations with my husband that are very matter-of-fact. You know, I'll tell him, I'm like, look, you know, the family's coming into town. Okay? Before this happens, and before we all want to hide and bury our head in the sand, let's come up with a game plan so the week isn't as bad as it could be. See what I mean? All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Heart and body. If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.